Good morning. It is 7:22 a.m. on a mostly cloudy morning here on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado, April the 22nd, 2025. A 2 day. I'm up. I'm panting. I have to get stuff done. I need to be in the car and on my way to the Kia dealer. No later than 8:30. At 7:45, I got about 45 minutes. Should be able to make that. But, close the screen, tuck the phone away. Okay, yeah. Yesterday was a fun day. Yesterday was a 3 day. Yesterday was I didn't do jack shit yesterday. Yesterday was release 8 for Enshrouded, and although my wife said she wasn't really interested because she's hip deep in her Skyrim game, I went ahead and grabbed the code, grabbed the update, updated the server, started server, which was a mistake, but I stopped my Satisfactory server, so that's frozen in time. I will have forgotten everything that's there by the time I get back to it. Probably. But I spent the day in single player. I started a new character, started a new game with a new release. It's really quite nice. I've forgotten most of the old game, so I'm struggling less with, I don't remember that happening. They've made some adjustments to the game that make a lot more sense. You used to be able to just pick any old survivor, any old villager, and have them work on your armor and your equipment, but now you have to have the right person. So melee weapons has to come from the blacksmith, which only makes sense. Ranger weapons come from the hunter. So daggers and bows, hunter, and magic weapons from the mage. The alchemist. So the only one I haven't got so far is the carpenter. That'll be my task. After I put up a garden and do some planting and get some crops going so I can do some advanced foods. I dumbed it down, the game, a little bit. Goose diluting a little bit, so ouch, that hurt. There's less of a grind. Because if I want to grind, I'll go back to Satisfactory. Oh, what is my watch telling me? Active zone minutes. Satisfactory is still a great game. High replayability. I noticed I didn't check. They must have patched that hole. All of the barricades are gone. I noticed that my factories are a lot cleaner than my first few. And I still have some stuff that's a little bit wonky in terms of flow, material flow. This latest game, I have not built a train yet. I'm relying on drones to move those materials that only need one or two or three or five to where the one material that needs like 50 a minute. And having the sparse ingredients shipped in and the heavy ingredients be the main focus of that particular factory. It seems to be working pretty well. I have a lot of drones flying. I wonder if I'm going to run out of fuel. I have 120 fuel a minute being generated. And I think all of the drones together are only using about 75. So I should have some room for a few more drones. I broke into the nuclear power phase, which is cool. And I probably should build out the swamp as a nuclear power farm, so that I can use the oil and coal for plastic, and I'm going to need it for diamonds soon. I also need to rework my initial steel factory. I'm not using anywhere near all of the steel. It's a little bit like I have this big foundry installation cranking out 300 or 400 ingots of steel. And I'm using about 200. Maybe 150. So there's that. I need to do a little tuning here and there. My initial factory is kind of a mess. It's not really doing what I wanted it to do. I need to turn it into a supercomputer factory is what I need to do. But I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time with it. I've put it down for the moment, so it's not eating my brain. Enshrouded will undoubtedly take over. Anyway, music this morning, Jazz After Dark from wherever it is in California. The April 14th download. It's all 1920s and 30s through about 1957. Old time jazz, real old jazz. Trip down memory lane. Corner a little wide there, didn't you, buddy? You're supposed to stay on that side of the line. I thought for a moment he was going to hit me. And I'm on the inside of the bike lane. Heading east with the sun in my eyes. Tom Larcombe. I've got stuck into his sponsored system series, book one. There are three books listed. He usually goes about six books. There are three books listed. I think one of them is a pre-order, at least. I hope the second volume is there. Because I'm really enjoying it. I really like it. The system twist of... Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk post of RPG, where you don't get sent to the game. The game gets sent to you and everybody else in the world. I think the first one I saw, that first example I saw of that take was Jake's Magical Market. Really like Jake's Magical Market. I stayed with it. I think I stayed with it through to the end. It got a little... it got a little out there by the time it was over. You can't have somebody take on godlike powers without it getting a little bit wackadoodle. And it got a little bit wackadoodle toward the end, but I still enjoyed it. I think I read it through to the end, unless he's put out a new volume. A lot of the authors that I read back when I first started reading, what was the first one? Dominion of Blades. Is that Chatfield? I think so. But the first one I started reading, a lot of those authors are no longer self-published. They've joined, what is it, Athenaeum? And so they're sort of removed from my input stream, which is too bad. There's I got a recommendation from somebody, I forgot who, for someone, and again, I've put it out of my mind, because when I looked them up, they were independently published, but they weren't self-published. They were published through a small specialty press, probably financed and built by the dozen or so authors themselves. But mostly names I recognized and sadly are now no longer options for me to read. And I suppose... Oh, that's pretty. I'm walking past the lilacs and they smell really good this morning. Something about the fresh morning air makes them even more lilac-y. Quite lovely. Anyway, I suppose that seems a little like cutting off my nose to spite my face. But the reality is that, all right, you chose to go with a publisher, fine. Do your thing. Have that. Go at. And there are still thousands of self-published authors out there I can read, that I can promote, that I can enjoy and share and help. And those are the ones I choose to read. So, yeah, be that as it may. It isn't much help, but it's, you know, it's like, okay, anybody read one of these lately? Can you help a brother out? Can you help a sister? And I'm looking for something like this. And of course, a lot of times it's like horror, vampires, shifters, you know, some category that I am less than enthusiastic about. So I don't read. But sometimes it's something I can contribute to. And I like having that be the case. I like having a self-published author I can promote once a month on my website. I can promote once a month on my newsletter. Some small token of support for other self-published authors. I've been such a hermit. I really haven't participated in the wider conversation of letters for, well, ever since cancer. I pulled back and never really stepped out again. And I don't know that I will ever. I do miss it. But I'd really like to see my 80th birthday. Or 90th even, that would be fun. I'd really like to publish my 50th novel. Because, yeah, who wouldn't? That ain't gonna happen until and unless I settle down, write more, spend less time looking around. And therein lies the rub, because I really do need... Look at all that grass is coming up. That, what I think of as pampas grass, but may not be, is really coming up. I noticed the other day that it had some green shoots on it. Now it's got great long, foot tall, 18 inch tall fronds. I do need the fallow periods. I mean, yeah, I can write, I can grind. I can grind them out. But the books that I've done that with have been somewhat less than satisfying to me to write. So it's like, I hate being precious about it. I hate being, well, I need some time to put my head together. No, actually, what I need is some time for my spongy brain to absorb liquid again so that I can bleed it out onto the document page. And yeah, short term, I can grind out a lot of words. Long term, yeah, that might not be the best way to go about it. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. The advice that I get most often is keep on doing what you're doing. It seems to be working. And it is. So that means I'll still play. I'm going to read a lot. The more I read, the more I write. The Larkum book has me going, yeah, I want to write. I don't necessarily want to write System Apocalypse, but it's a possibility. I really want to get back to Tanith. I'm beginning to get requests for Tanith. And I think it's because people who heard the noise about the cat, went back and read The Butler, and then The Cat, and then looked at the other fantasy and found Tanith. For the first quarter of the year, the number three book waffled back and forth between Ravenwood and Ownershare, which I thought was an interesting pattern. For which I am eternally grateful. So I'd like to get back to see what Frank and Tanith are up to see what has happened with the insurance scam. Yeah, writing a fantasy series about an insurance scam. All right, yeah, sure. Anyway, looks like I made it back in time. Should be able to get this posted before I have to hit the road again. Because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.